Artists often collaborate in creating new work, but one new Atlanta art gallery is getting artists to work together on the exhibition side of things as well. The work hanging on the walls at Notch 8 is bold, and an interesting thing happens when you put a group of the photographers behind it into a room together. They get pretty quiet. Photographer Artemis Jenkins explains that this way.
It was just kind of like, you know, all the like real smart kids in class for a second. Everybody was just kind of like looking at everybody, waiting for somebody to talk.
All the smartest kids in this class includes Jenkins, who's a photographer and documentarian, photographer and performance artist Kelly Blackman, as well as artist and entrepreneur Chili O. And the conversation among them and the seven other artists in the show eventually did get rolling.
We decided, let's get everyone together.
This is Sharon Dennehy. She's the director of Notch 8, and she's the former director of the Nelson Street Gallery in Castleberry Hill.
And let them brainstorm and become engaged in the show. So it was actually the artists themselves that came up with the name of the show and the concept.
So rather than simply curating the work that was going to be in the show, Dennehy and Notch 8 co-owner Maya Bailey picked the folks that they wanted in the room and then let them drive the direction of the show. This is Maya Bailey.
And see if some of you photographers get out their comfort zone and do something that I wasn't expecting to see from them.
And expectation became the focus of the show. Kelly Blackman says that they began talking about the opening being so close to Valentine's Day.
And how people place so much expectation on one day when you could be loving someone as genuinely every day of the year.
And so the title, What Did You Expect, grew out of that.
And also it played into the fact that we're all trying to put up new work, something new created for this show specifically.
For his part, Chili O is playing on audience expectations. The photographer and clothing designer delved into collage.
I was on Instagram and I ran across this girl's page. She goes by Thunder Color Queen.
Who is herself an artist, posting selfies wearing elaborate face and body paint. Chili O took his photos of her and edited them into dreamlike landscapes and other configurations. He said he wanted to push himself and the audience while staying rooted in photography.
Because I don't think photographers get a lot of credit in the art world. And
why is that, do you think?
I guess because, you know, there's a camera on everybody's phone and technology makes things a whole lot simpler to look for things to look good. And
but there is a skill to the work, he insists, part of which is creating opportunities to get lucky.
It's like hitting the lottery, you know. When you get those combos right.
Artemis Jenkins' take on the theme seems to play off his own expectations for his work. His photographs, deceivingly simple urban shots taken around his hometown of Baltimore, were taken in 2014 and sat undeveloped for a year.
All I could really remember was what may have happened or what I might have thought, you know, that something looked like. And the interesting thing about them is they came out, but I actually pretty much remembered them. It was just a real familiarity.
One of the striking images in the series is a slightly tilted street scene. One building's facade dominates the frame, an otherwise bland brick building painted pink with the words Dream Tavern painted over a lone door. The place next door is boarded up with a public auction sign on the door. A lone figure walks down the street, turned away from the camera. You can see this on our website. It's at once melancholy and also kind of beautiful. Artemis points out to me that there aren't really any windows into the Dream Tavern.
And like, you know, the thing about like all those old style, you know, like inns and taverns, like they just like boxes, you know, that you can't see what's inside of, you know, it's just like what is happening in there, like thinking about that as a child. And it's like that type of thing, you know, like it's so foreign. Like, so the Dream Tavern, like it's got like this feeling to it, you know, just like with the pink and the brown, like what type of dreams is really like, you know, happening in here.
What Did You Expect is Notch 8's fourth show since they opened in July of 2015. They've previously attracted rising and established Atlanta talent like Peter Ferrari, Fabian Williams, and Paper Frank. And their South Atlanta location affords them room to grow in their old factory space. And this method of giving artists ownership over what their gallery shows are about feeds into Maya Bailey and Sharon Dennehy's goal of building artistic community. Sharon says they don't want to be a place where one just submits work.
You don't really have a part or a say-so or control. We like to do everything together and collaborate because it just makes all our ideas stronger.
You know, just try to make sure it's fair and just put in artists that's putting in work for Atlanta, for the whole entire city of Atlanta, for the bigger good, you know?
And in gathering these artists who are putting in work, Notch 8 is hoping to create their own sort of Dream Tavern with, as Artemis described them, the smartest kids in the class. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.